Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Some of you may have heard this story before, so don't stop me if you've heard it. A little boy was sent to bed by his father, but 5 minutes later, the little boy called, "Dad!" The father says, "Yes, son, what is it?" "I'm thirsty. Can you bring me a drink of water?" "No," the father said. "You had your chance. Lights out. Good night, son." Now, we all know a good parent knows when to say no, when to say yes. In a situation like this, and it's not a good idea to give a young child water before bedtime because you know what happens. But 5 minutes later, the little boy yelled out again, "Dad!" The father said, "Yes, what is it?" "I'm thirsty. Can I have a drink of water?" Father says, "I told you no. If you ask again, I'll come in and give you a spanking." Well, the father thought that was it. That's the end of it. But 5 minutes later, the boy yelled out again, "Dad! What is it now, son? When you come in to spank me, could you bring me a glass of water?" You know, we all get thirsty, and we'll do just about anything to get our thirst quenched, don't we? Well, this Lenten season we've seen and we've studied and we've looked at all the different sayings that Jesus said while hanging on the cross. And tonight we're looking at the one when he said, "I'm thirsty." But that doesn't seem to be a detail that measures up to the importance of the other sayings that Jesus said from the cross. As you remember, this Lenten season, we've heard Jesus forgave those who crucified him. We've heard him promise a penitent sinner, a thief, promised him that this day you will be with me in paradise. And not only that, we've seen and we've heard and we've looked at how Jesus demonstrated compassion and love for his mother and his friend John so that neither one of them would be left abandoned while he's gone or after his death. So Jesus now, we hear him say, "I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty." Now the question is, why does John, the author of the Gospel of John, why does he even record this detail? It doesn't seem so significant compared to the other sayings of Jesus from the cross. "I'm thirsty." I mean, everyone gets thirsty on a hot day, especially here in Texas. You know, you spend some time outside for a while, a nice, cool, tall glass of sweet tea or even just ice water is that's the ticket. That's the remedy. It's normal. It's normal to be thirsty. And for us here in Texas, it's a given that we will be thirsty and we need to hydrate to keep us going, especially if we had a long and tough day outside. Thirst, it's part of the human condition that we live in. It's part of who we are. Well, as we've talked about this Lenten season, these past five Wednesdays, Jesus had the toughest day imaginable, hanging on the cross now for about 6 hours. And it was probably 20-some hours ago since he had his last meal and his last drink of water. So you can imagine he's pretty thirsty, parched. And I find it hard even to imagine, for me anyway, to go for more than a few hours without hydrating. I can't imagine Jesus hanging on the cross for 6 hours and the last time he took water or ate anything is probably some 20 hours ago. I can't imagine what that feels like. So between the heat of that day and the blood that he's lost from the scourging and the beating and the crucifixion, you can imagine why Jesus would be thirsty. It's because that's the human condition. You see, Jesus' sixth saying from the cross, "I'm thirsty," is a statement of the fact that he is very much human. That's why the author of the Gospel of John put that detail in the Gospel. It's possible, dear friends, for us Christians in the 21st century, it's possible for us to forget that Jesus is 100% human and 100% God. So texts and scriptures like this reminds us, after all, this has been a problem since the early days of the Christian church. Some of you who were in my Sunday school class a couple months ago when we studied the creeds, the origin of the creeds and why the creeds came to be, you would recall, you would remember that one of the primary reasons why the creeds were necessary is because of false teachings of other Christian leaders. Some have expressed that Jesus was not even human at all. He may look like it. He pretended to be like one. He faked it, some would say, who have taught. Well, here in John's Gospel, the 19th chapter, we're given proof positive that he was 100% human. So by expressing and stating that he's thirsty, Jesus affirms and reminds us that he is in every way human like you and I. While at the same time, he's absolutely and 100% divine or God. Now the question is, why is Jesus' humanity important to us? Why should that matter to us? Why did he have to be human? Well, in order for God to save humanity, in order for God to save you and I, God himself had to become human. And Jesus is it. Jesus is that God for you. He is your human brother who suffered on the cross so that you wouldn't have to. Yes, on the cross he experienced the pain and the anguish that our sins have earned us. He knew physical suffering in our place, in our stead. Jesus is God for you. He is the man who bridges and embodies both the holy God and our sinful humanity. He's not God pretending to be human or a man pretending to be God. Jesus is 100% human and 100% God. So he says, "I am thirsty." And while his physical thirst would have been profound in and of itself, there was something else that he missed or that was missing on the cross with Jesus. Remember a couple Wednesdays ago, we studied Jesus crying out to his heavenly Father Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me? He was being deprived while on the cross, the very presence of his Father. Jesus experienced, while hanging on the cross, he experienced spiritual thirst along with his physical thirst. Jesus, at that very moment, hanging on the cross, experienced hell. He experienced hell on the cross for you and for me. After all, as I always say, hell is where there is no God. And at that moment, when he was on the cross, felt the abandonment of God, of his Father, forsaken by his own heavenly Father, he experienced hell on our behalf. So yes, on the cross, when he bore our sin upon himself, Jesus took our place in hell. And so while on the cross, being forsaken by his Father, not only was he physically thirsty for a drink of water, but he was also spiritually thirsty after God. Have you ever thirst for God? I know as human beings, we are thirsty all the time. But have you thirst for God? Has there been a time or two in your life when you're spiritually dried up? That even the thought of praying, let alone coming to church, was even a foreign concept, nowhere in your frame of thinking. If you have ever thirst after God, you're not alone. It's a human condition thing. It happens to the best of us. Sometimes we have names for those episodes, those moments in our lives when we feel as if God and us are not even in the same hemisphere. The mystics of the church in the centuries past call it experiencing the dark night of the soul. It's where there is this sense of hide and seek going on between us and God, where we thirst for God. It happens to the best of us. It even happened to Jesus on the cross. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. Jesus, in bearing humanity's sin upon himself, being ugly as sin that his own Father couldn't even stand to look at him, Jesus, though he was forsaken by God, Jesus made it possible that you will never be forsaken by God. Yes, Jesus endured in unimaginable pain and experienced hell on the cross. He did so that you would never have to. Yes, Jesus, having thirsted for God on the cross, that makes it possible for you to drink from the river of life that he promises. Dear friends, Jesus is God for you. You are why he was born as a human being. You're the reason. You're the reason why Jesus came into the world. A out of God's divine and unfathomable love for you. Jesus became human so that humanity, his humanity, be the connection between us and the true Creator, our Heavenly Father. You are why Jesus lived and taught about our Father in heaven and his unfathomable, unconditional love for us. You are why Jesus willingly became the sacrifice for our sin and the fulfillment of God's promise to save us. Here is the other good news: that there is no such thing that Jesus' death on the cross was accidental. Jesus chose and willingly took the path to die on the cross for you by his own will, through God's promise and God's direction. Jesus, in complying and in accordance to fulfilling God's promise, willingly chose to die for you. It wasn't an accident. He wasn't a victim of some random fate. It was by God's design for you, for us. Jesus thirsted. He thirsted on the cross so that you and I need never thirst for God. That's the good news. That's why it's important when Jesus cried out, "I'm thirsty." Amen.